that is the most constitutional and the right thing to do for the country as far as peace is concerned. And so many people actually have commended him for that. As far as winning or not winning, that is up to the Supreme Court judges to come out with that verdict.
Odinga makes reference to the fact that a number of the IEBC members dissented from Chairman Chibukati's decision declaring Ruto the winner. I want you to please explain to our listeners, how does the IEBC arrive at decisions after an election? Is it by majority rule?
Yeah, thank you. Now, as far as the four commissioners who have offered their dissenting voice, honestly, James, I've looked at the Electoral Act and nowhere did I find that the chairman of the electoral body, who is Wafula Chebukati, there's nowhere where it is written that he has to seek concurrence with the rest of the members of the IEBC. So I think as long as he acts within the law, which he has at this point, we have to be correct and use the best logic to ascertain that indeed, there is nowhere within the law. Personally, I haven't seen any, and probably this the legal fraternity may be able to take this forward, but personally, I have not seen anywhere where it is written that he has to seek concurrence with any member of his team. So did he act within the law? I think Chebukati acted within the law to going ahead and issuing the certificate to the person who had actually won that election.
If he goes to court, this would not be the first time that Odinga has gone to court after the election. I'm talking about the 2017 election. So, again, speak to what happened in 2017 for our listeners.
When that was done, I think there were several processes in 2017 that did not see trial to the Supreme Court judges. And if you can remember, that election was nullified and a repeat was ordered to be done within 60 days. So I think it is now very clear to those that have been able to come and vote in the 2022 elections to have realized that everything was out in the open. The Form 34As, which was decided constitutionally that they would be the final arbiter, or the results that are announced at the polling station will be final. Chairman Chebukati made it very clear that immediately after the voting, they were stapled out in each and every polling station and everybody was free to go and be able to analyze them. So I think on that one, we need to figure out all other processes that have happened, whether they have been within the parentheses of what you call a legal way of doing things. And I think in my own view, Chebukati has really tried to put things into perspective. As we go to the Supreme Court, which I believe the Honorable Raila Odinga will be heading there any time from now, we will sit back and see what kind of evidence is induced in court. But as you say, the elections back in 2017, rather, we did not have a space where people knew what was happening in the back end. But this time, everything was actually out in the IEBC portal, and people are able to compute and come up with figures. And if you look at the figures that everybody has come up with, they are nearly almost going head to head with each other.